It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
And we need to talk about your obsession with finding gold this morning.
I am absolutely obsessed, Jesse. Over the weekend, it came out of the gold fields that a duck's foot has been found. It was over 3 kilos worth of gold that was discovered.
Duck's foot worth of gold, not just an actual duck's foot.
No, duck's foot worth of gold. And I want to go out there and find a goose foot, right? Something bigger. All right? I haven't convinced you yet, though. We did put it out there yesterday of anyone who had found gold.
Mm.
We got a couple of callers that said they have. A
few people called through.
And I just can't believe that wasn't enough to convince you that we could become thousandaires.
It's a good idea, don't get me wrong, but I'm not 100% convinced that we're not going to go out there, wander around in the dirt and not find anything. I feel like people look for gold for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And don't find anything.
I mean, you got to be in it to win it, though, right? We might find something. That's the thing. We might find something. And, I mean, I'm throwing it at you. If I find a goose foot and I get $200,000, say, for instance, right? Mm. You miss out.
Do I? If the show goes to Kalgoorlie.
Yeah.
Then don't we all get a split in it?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you don't want to go.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Okay. All right.
So I've come up with a list of all the things wonderful about Kalgoorlie, right?
Okay.
Firstly, plenty of space down Hannon Street to do burnouts. That was a joke, people. That was a joke. There's lots to do, especially next weekend, because Cal Cup's on.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, ooh, Jesse's going to love that. And there's a ladies' day as well, too, during the week.
Cal Cup is on the Saturday.
Yeah.
I have my brother's wedding on the Saturday. So.
Yeah, so just tell your brother sorry. You know? Now, there's lots to do around Kalgoorlie, right? We went through there when we did our WA tour. We were only there for such a short amount of time. We didn't get to explore too much apart from the super
You haven't been to Goldbar yet.
No, I haven't, which was my next point. Goldbar, skippies, right? I know you love it. Don't act like you don't. And I also want to do a tour of the Pink House, which I just
Okay, all right.
Then I was like, okay, how am I going to get Jesse across this line? Now, you know you want to be a social media influencer?
Mate, I am a social media influencer.
I haven't seen you post anything in the last 3 months.
I'm very subtle with my influencing.
Okay, so I've hashtag Kalgoorlie on Instagram. So many awesome photos come up in front of the Super Pit Scooper. I mean, you get a photo in front of there. Mm. It is actually wildflower season at the moment, so you can get a lot of pretty pictures with the flowers. I mean, go and play golf, just on the golf,
That's true.
It's rated like top 100 golf courses in Australia.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Golf courses are good for photos.
And this one will definitely get you the likes. Kalgoorlie has the world's tallest bin.
Really?
Yes. And I figured, considering your trash, you are just going to love this, right? And you can even use that liner as...
True, that will get all the likes, yeah.
But this is my last point.
Okay.
And I'm just fingers crossed hoping this gets you across the line.
Mm.
Remember when we went out to Kalgoorlie last time and we were like, we found out that they were famous for awesome Eggs Benedicts, the Eggs Benny?
Yeah.
But we didn't get a chance. I am offering up, I will buy you an Eggs Benny breakfast.
Free breakfast?
Every morning that we're there.
Done.
I mean, I hope it's no longer than 2 days.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, free brekkie. Yes.
Oh, that always win.
You're speaking my language.
Okay, but because I'm buying you breakfast, I'm not cutting you in for the gold that we find.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.